Kelim Perches Mishneh Yud. We're going back now to Inyonim that we discussed before, the Inyon of Hatzolas Hatuma Ayidei Tzomet Psil in the Avir Kliches and so on. Magat Meis, if something came into contact with the Tumas, with the Tomei Meis. The Tomei Meis, remember, is an Av Hatuma because the Meis is Avi Avos Hatuma. So Mela, anything that came into contact with the person who came into contact with a dead body becomes a Rishon L'Tuma. She'acholun u'mashkim l'toich piv, he has food or drink in his mouth, so the food or drink become tomei on contact with the person. So l'cha'oira, it should become a rishon. V'hichnis roisha la'vir hatanur tohor timu, he puts his head into the avir of a tanur that's tohor. Timuhu the mashkin or the oichel, not the oichel. Sorry, the mashka. This is part of Xerius Mashka, is mitame the tanur, vitor shahoyu acholin umashkim l'toich piv. Somebody who's tor and he has acholin umashkim in his mouth, vihichnis roishe lavir hatanur is tome. He sticks his head into the avir of a tanur, the ear space, which would be mitame anything that's in it, or any oichel. Is Tomei Nitmu, the Oichlin Umashkin that's in his mouth, becomes Tomei Machmas Davia, not the person, the Oichlin Umashkin. Let's explain. Let's remember Midaraisa, a Rishin Letumma, which could be a person who's Mikabal Tumma from an Avatumma, could only be Mitamei Oichlin Umashkin, not Kalim. That being said, Chazal were Goyzer on a Mashkim, on Mashkim that's Noga Berishoin, which normally should become a sheni, and then should only be mitameh, not another oichel, it should only be mitameh truma v'kotchim. Chazal were goyzer that mashkim shenogu berishoin, or even b'sheni l'tuma, the mashkim goes back and it becomes a rishon. Chiddush. There were goyzer otu mashkin in a person's mouth, in a mouth of a person who's an avatuma. So they made mashkim that was noga bedova tome always into a rishoin, and then memele it's mitameh, even Oichel Mashkin of Chulin, which could become a Sheni. Another Xeri is normally Mashkin, which becomes a Rishon, never a Av HaTomo. The regular Oichel Mashkin becomes Tomei, a piece of bread, a cup of water, doesn't become a Av HaTomo. The only Mashkin, which is an Av HaTomo, is Roik or Meiraglayim from a Zov. However, what they did was they took all Mashkim, and they gave it a gzera that's metame kelim. Minatera, a kli, could only be mekabel tumah from an av, so not from regular oichel mashke. However, this oichel mashke, they were goyzer otu, those type of mashke, which is avatum tumah chamura, and well, they made all kelim be mekabel tumah from mashkim. So, the person who's a Rishon L'Tumma, the Mashkin that's in his mouth, the Mashkin or Oichlin, the first case of the Mishnah that's in his mouth, L'Chayr becomes a Sheni. When the person sticks his head into the Tanu doesn't become Tomei, because the person is a Rishon, the Tanu doesn't become a Sheni, because Kalim don't become Tomei. Kalim are only Mekabel Tumma from Mashkin. However, since he has Mashkin in his mouth, and the Mashkin was Mekabel Tumma from the person, so it's Metame Kalim, the Kalim becomes a Sheni. Now, normally Kelim doesn't become a Sheni, but from a Mashkim, that's that second Gzer that we just mentioned, that's why it becomes Tomei. Now, if the person is Tohor, but the Tanur is Tomei, the person does not become Mekabel Tumah from a Kli, because the Kli only becomes a Rishon, touches a Sheretz, or the Sheretz was Baviroi, so the Kli, the Tanur that is a Rishon, a person doesn't become a Sheni. However, the oichel mashkin that's in his mouth is yemekabel tuma as a sheni. So mele nitmu the oichel mashkin shebetoich apiv, that's yemekabel tuma. All that is the Akdama. The etzim chiddush of the Mishnah, behemshich to what we learned earlier in the perek, is in the first case the fact that oichel mashkin shebetoich piv, since it's in his mouth and it's not nivla, it wasn't swallowed, it's not tuma blua, and memele has a koich still to be metame what it goes into. In the second case, the Mishnah is teaching us that the oichel upiv shib, the oichel umashkib shibisaych piv is not protected against tumor, are they being mukav tzamit psil? Why don't we say that the closed mouth of a person is a protection? It's a chatzitza. The answer to that, the Mefarshim say, is because there's a Mishnah in Perikei de Poro and the first Perik of Yadayim that ain matzilim b'tzamit psil. This idea of tzamit psil being a protection against being mekabel tumah to the tahara inside is only by kli, odam not. Not so pashut, because it would sound like, you look at the Olya Rabba over here, there's a whole Arichus, and look in the Mishnah Stiris, with Mar Mekoymis, that you're talking that the Hatzola of a Tzomit Psil exists also by a mouth, doesn't have to be a Kli by a Balchai. And the Shah is, why should there be a difference between the mouth of a Balchai and the mouth of a person? As far as Balua is concerned, the fact that water or food that's held in the mouth of a person is not tumah blua. The same thing l'chayr should be true. It's if it's in the mouth of a cow or a horse. L'chayr, it's also not blua. Blua is only when it's in the system, not what's in the mouth. The mouth is not blua, it's there. That l'chayr, there's no difference between a balchai and between an adam. However, l'gabi tzomit psil, the reason why there's a difference between an adam and a kli, l'chayr, it's sealed, it's airtight. The chilik is because a balchai can't be mekabel tumah. So it's a protection against tumah. A kli that's sealed, avivad it's sealed if it's a kli cheres, it's not a kli shetev, so it's not mekabel tumah from the outside, it's only mekabel tumah from the inside, it's airtight. So memele protects the tire inside. The same thing is true of balchai. An odom is mekabel tumah, so therefore he can't be the protection against, he can't be the tzomit psil. Even though, to be honest, it's not so simple as that, because when a person sticks his head in, Odom is not mekabel tumah from the avir of a kli cheres. The sheretz inside is metame de tanur, but that becomes a rishon. The rishon of the tanur can't then make the person to a sheni. Afilochi, a person be'etzem is royal mekabel tumah, merely he's not a mukav tzomit psil. A balchai is. So the gabi mukav tzomit psil, a balchai and a odom are choluk, the gabi tumah blua, they're not. That's one you saw it over here, see in the Mefarshim. Another Zach to point out over here is a famous Kasha that the Mikdash Dovid asks. We've quoted early on, in the beginning of the Masechta, Rambam, where the Rambam says that a Zov v'Zova, this is a Rambam per Ches, Mimitame Mishke v'Moyeshev, Zov v'Zova Shechnisu Yodom Lavir Kli Ches Ein Mitame. What the Rambam seems to be saying is that in order for a person to transmit tumah, zov is a rishon l'tumah, in order for him to transmit tumah to the in the avir, to the kli cheres, he has to be in gansin, he has to be nichnas. His hand inside is not called transmission in the avir. Why? The hand is not the mensch. A miktsas chelik migufoy is not the ganze mensch, it's not the person. Why over here, if a person sticks his head in and he's a tummy maze, is he yemitame? And l'chor, the chilek has to be that the klal, that a miktsas of an odom is not the tumah that could be called giving over tumah, is only by zovah. Zovah is not mitame alta body. There's a mensch. The ganze chalois chefts of the mensch is a zov. A half of a body of a zov is not a zov. Masha Enkein, when we talk about a person who's was mekabel tumah from a maize, kabolas tumas maize, the shame of the tumah, is not an odom that was nitma mimeis. It's anything that was mekabel tumah from a maize. Kelim, oichel, anything that touches the maize becomes tummy. It happens to be the person over here. It's not so much the gavra is a mensch who is mekabel tumah. There's a heftza called a person. The person is mekabel tumah, the same way food or kelim is mekabel tumah. So half of the person is also part of that thing. The same way if an apple was mekabel tumah from a maize, if half the apple touched, that's also transmits tumah. The klal of the Ram, the vort of the Ram is in a zov v'zova, because zov v'zova is not out the chefts of the person. It's there's a toyar ha'odom called a zov v'zova, and the hand of that person is not the person, it's only the hand. That's the chor d'amitius advarm. This is what Reb Chaim says in on that Rambam. Problem is that other achrenim, Reb Itzela and the Osameach, seem to say it's a klal that by Odom, tumah is only on an Odom, shalom v'loy evim imenu. But this l'chor would be a very good word to be mechalik, and l'fi that, then the kash is not shver. The hand of a tumah meis is also a thing that's nitma b'tumah meis, would transmit tumah. The hand of a zov is not the zov. Let's go weiter. Person was eating dvelos all over Chazal. They would take te'enim, figs, and they would squeeze them ear tight. This way they would hold, they wouldn't spoil. They would put them on a string. You have in the Elamatis, everybody remembers. And he's eating a dvelo. Biodayim misoyevos means that his hands are tomei. The reason why the Mishnah uses this word is not biodayim tomeos is because it's yodayim tomeos. What does that mean? Midrabbonon, there's a concept that your dayim become a shniyos l'tumah. Midrais is not such thing as part of a person becoming tamei. Chazal were goyzer that without netilas your dayim, the hands of a person that are askonius, that were goyzer a standard level of shniyos l'tumah. And that's where the mitzvah of netilas your dayim comes from, or to truma, and so on. If his hands are shniyos l'tumah, then mitame mashkim, because mashkim is mekabel tumah. And it becomes a rishon, like we said. Not mitama oichul, because oichul, unless it's truma, can become a shlishi, and his hands are a sheni, not a rishon. So he has the dvela; he touches yadayim misoyevos. The dvela is not tome. Hichnis yode l'toich piv little satzrar. Got stuck to the dvela a little bit, pebble or a peel. He stuck his hand into his mouth. Since his hand is a shniois, his hand, which is a shniois, touches the roik shebefiv, as I state, that's a mashke, that becomes a rishoin, it's then metam the dvela, which becomes a sheni. The way we said, that the mashke always turns into a rishon, that's one gzera, and memel, it's going to be mitzarif with this sheni, l'tum of yadayim misrevois, and the dvela will ultimately become a sheni. If you view the metair, the roik in his mouth is not nechshav a mashke when it's in his mouth. It's only the mashke that was yotzim bipiv. We said that the whole gzer of mashke is otu, roik, and meiraglayim of azov. That's only roik once he spat it, not when it's in his mouth. If he turned the dvela over in his mouth, tome, because when he chewed it, then the roik, which is just at the edge of his mouth, now becomes like a separate, even though it's in his mouth, didn't exit the walls of his mouth, but now becomes a dover bifniatzme, it becomes a mashke. Im lo yofach tohor. So this is a middle shita between Remei and Reb Yehuda. Remei holds that's a mashke, Reb Yehuda holds not a mashke, Reb Yehuda holds. Depends if you could see the roik as a separate zech. Similarly, if you want to something like halacha lemaisa, there's the famous chumah, it's a brisker chumah, based on a diuk in Rambam, that a person shouldn't swallow his spit on Yom Kippur. So, l'mayis in halacha psuk, it's not brought. However, they do bring that if a person had already sort of like drew his spit in his mouth, that was a davar b'fnei atzmoy, like that the mashke was oymid b'fnei atzmoy, then he shouldn't swallow it, because he's swallowing a mashke which was nekam im koymer. It's a similar type of idea. Now this Indian only comes into our Mishnah or to the first chelik of the Mishnah, but still we'll explain one extra prat. The way we just explained this Mishnah, the din over here, we were talking about a dvela of chulin. And the shaila is that the dvela of chulin was mekabel tumah from the mashke, which was mekabel tumah from the yadayim misoyevos, it became a rishon and turns the dvela into a sheni. The lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis and in Yad, the Rambam does not bring this din legabe dvelo shel chulin, he brings it legabe dvelo shel truma. And the way he explains is that he does the same thing with the cheshmer of rishon and sheni, yadayim with the roik. However, what he's talking about is that the dvelo itself wasn't really lekabel tumah, because it wasn't hukshar with one of the zayin mashke. Any food item which would never touch mashke is not hukshar lekabel tumah, that's mesechus machshir. That being said, it's only when the dvela goes into his mouth and touches the roik shebefiv, you have to know if the roik shebefiv is a mashke to be machshe the dvela, it's a dvela shel truma. Thereafter, it's makabel tumah, and if it's makabel tumah, then he has a problem because he can't swallow it. Why doesn't the Rambam explain the way we said? He's maskim to the whole cheshbon that we just said with Rishon and Sheni and Yedayim Mesevos and Gzeres Mashkin. The reason is, Mefarshim explained, that there's no nafkaminim, because if he has chulin in his mouth, what's the difference if the chulin becomes tameh? He'll swallow it. Now, you have to say that there's no iser to swallow chulin that's tameh, which is the pashtus. Why should there be an iser? Lemaisa to discussion amongst Rishonim, because there is a darga lechetchil of not eating chulin that's tameh when they kept the dinim of Tumah Dayan. The Rambam doesn't hold the way. The Rambam in Tumas Eichlin holds that there's no gzeira, there's no iser to eat oichel tmeh, and there's no nafkamina. So the only iser, the only din that could evolve over here in the Mishnah was only the din of the dvela. If it's truma, then he has to spit it out. The shaila is that if somebody eats oichel tmeim, even if it's not otzer, could be he himself becomes tamei. So lemaisa, what they shtel su, the Mikdash David shtel su, is that the Rambam is l'shitah. So the Rambam writes in the Hagdomah to Tyrus, in Ois Pei Dalid, that Mashkin Haboyin Machim Siyadayim Tmeim is only a problem, they were only goyzer on it, l'gabi truma, not l'gabi chulin. Since, anyway, it's talking about not a real David Tomei, because you're talking about Yadayim Misoya boys. So the Mashkin Habom Machmosoy, the Mashkin in his mouth, the spit that's in his mouth, that would only be a problem when you talk about Truma Chum. That's why the Rambam said it only by Dvelish or Truma. Well, we mentioned before about Yom Kippur, the same type of Diyun, how you look at Roik that's in a person's mouth. If it was turned over, it was Nekam and Koimoy. Look at the Magen Avraham and Tov Kuf Samach Zayin Hilchos Yom Kippur. They're Mitzayin Dachroinim on that Magen Avraham, that type of raid. The other place where it's negeah is in Erechaim Simishin Nun, legabe roikosh and nitzalosh bepiv, if it's considered a mashka that's in his mouth, legabe tiltal on Shabbos, if it's called something he's carrying liquid in his mouth, would be the same idea. The last case in this Mishnah, hoya pundyoin l'teich piv, pundyoin is a very small coin, it's a 12th of a dinner, so it's quite small. He put it l'teich piv in his mouth with the dvelo, and then he puts his hand in to take out the pundyoin. Rabbi Yossi Oimer im litzmoi, if he put the matbeah in his mouth in order to draw out the roik in his mouth, like sort of when you have a candy, that's what brings out moist in the mouth. If a person is suffering from dryness in the mouth, suck a candy, that could bring out the moisture. So he did the same thing. They didn't have sucking candies in those days. He did the same thing with a coin. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Litzmoy, if he did it for that, because he was thirsty, Tomei, it's Tomei. Because that roik was produced in order to wet, to moisten the mouth. So that's Avada looked at as a mashke. Mishnah Yud Aleph. For Isha Shenotav Cholav Midadel V'Nofel Avir HaTanur. A woman that a little bit milk dripped out of her body, and it dripped out V'Nofel Avir HaTanur Tomei. We're talking here about a woman, obviously, who's Tomei. She is either an Avatomu, which means she's a Nido or a Zovo, or she's a Rishon LeTomei. She was Negeh B'Tomei Meis, or Negeh B'Meis Atzma, she'd be an Avatomu. She was Negeh B'Tomei Meis, she'd be a Rishon, also Metama. Mashka Yoitze Miatomei is Tomei. Sheretz, if she would touch, also she would become a Rishon. And this is also not so pashut, because how does the mashka that's yotze, let's say dam that's yotze from a person who's tamei, gets a cut, and a little bit of blood drips out? How does that blood get tumah? So you'll say touch the tamei, so it goes down a dagger. So what happens if he was a rishon? The mashka was a sheni. Okay, so that's a din derabonon. I'm sorry, that itself the mashka would be a sheni. However, mishum gzeres mashkin, the mashka goes back to being a dagger of a rishon, and now it can be mitamei the Tanur, because Mashke is Metamekelem. That's the second Gzera that we talked about in Mishnah Yud. So because of that, this Mashke that was Yotza Mimenu is Metame, Sha Mashke Metame Lerotzim Shalei Lerotzim. She didn't mean to be Noitev Chol of Midadev Torecha Tanur. It happened. Lemaisa, this is not like Hechsher Mashke, which is only Mirotzim a person, not Shalei Mirotzim a person. The din b'fnei atzmoi. Over here, we're talking about the mashke itself being a David Tomei. That is ben berotz and ben shalei berotz. Now, even this is not so pashut. And the reason for that is that there's a whole discussion in a sugya in Krisus Tafid Gimel Amid Aleph, that while we talk about Gzeres Mashkin, we're talking about Mashkin as opposed to Oichel. Oichel is Arishan is Metama Sheni, and that's it. It doesn't go back. Or an Oichel, it's Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't go back to being Arishan. If it was Mekabel Tumah from Arishan, it blights a Sheni. Here we look at the Chol of Isha as being a Rishon. The Gemara says, Be'etzem, it's not a Mashke, it's an Oichel. Why? Mashke is liquid as opposed to solid. Over here, this is the solid food of a baby. Heyois, the Oichel of a Tinoik, is Chol of Midadei or Isha. Memela, that's Oichel, that's not Mashke. Memela, Gzeres Mashke and Be'etzem doesn't pass. Says the Gemara, that after the cholov that was used for nursing a baby, which has a din of oichel, there's left one tipas cholov al dadeh o'isha, that drips midadeo, that's the mashke that we're talking about. That drop has a din of mashke, because it's not the food for the tinner. So mele, it's mashke and it has gzeres mashke, like we just explained. Ho'amno. This that we're goyzer, the mefarshim speak out, sugi indeed the dafton hey, that mashkim hayoytzim and atome sheyitmu is only berevius, a tipa of that liquid should not be metame. So this is a choymer legabi truma v'kotchim, not to use the tanner in question, it's only a din in truma v'kotchim. It's not a din, it's not the pashtus of the Mishnah. Mishnah sounds like it would be tome, in the simple sense, any cholov shenotim in that there. It's not talking about any cholov, it's talking about the last tipa, and it's not talking about any Tome, it's talking about Tome legabi truma v'kotchim. Okay. Hoysa garfatu, the woman whose Tome is sweeping out the ashes from the tanur, making space for another round of baking. V'hiksa hakoitz. V'yotzim enedam, she poked herself, she started bleeding. Oysha nichva, or she burnt, it was still hot, and she burnt her finger. V'nosa etzbolu t'chpio. Most people instinctively, if they burn their finger gets burnt. They put it in their mouth. And then, after she put her finger in her mouth, she put it back in the oven. Nitmo al yideh, the dam or the roik that's on her finger, that's nitmo machmoso, because she's tomei. She put that back into the oven, it becomes tomei al yideh that. The Rambam brings this din differently. The Rambam has a girso. V'nosno etzbo letoich pio nitmeis. She becomes tame. That means we're not talking about a woman who's tame. We're talking about a tanu that's tame. A tanu that's tame, if a person sticks his hand in, the person doesn't become tame because the tanu is a rishon. The person can't become a sheni. But what we're talking about is that since there's now cholov, I'm sorry, not cholov, dam, or roik on the finger of the person, on the finger of the person, the mashke can become a sheni. And then it reverts back to Rishon, Gzeres Mashke. Now that the Mashke is a Rishon, if he puts back in his mouth, if she puts back her finger in her mouth, and she has inside her mouth some Truma, then she has a problem. Because the Rishon, which is now the Roik, the Mashke, will be Metamed the Truma that's in her mouth. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But it all depends on Gzeres Mashke, and that's why it's brought over here, Otu these dinim.